getting nervous, man. I'm getting nervous. I'm telling you. We're not beating real teams. Real teams are starting to expose us. That's what it is. Like, we're 5-2, but we're not a real 5-2. Okay, like, we opened up the season, right? Ran over the Browns. That was going to happen. You know, the Browns suck. Well, they suck then, right? We all knew that was going to happen on paper. Then we went to Houston, ran them over, right? The offense was running on all cylinders, man. Lamar Jackson running like a madman. Hollywood Brown doing what he does best. Mark Andrews being the most underrated tight end in the league right now. Then we played the Chiefs. And the Chiefs completely exposed us. I completely thought, you know what? We're going to go big on big with them. It's going to be a high-end game. It's going to be like 45 to like 52. It's going to be one of those type of games. And it wasn't. It totally wasn't. And now we're going into, we went to Pittsburgh. Right? And here's the thing about like when we play Pittsburgh. For a minute there, even though we weren't like, when we go to Pittsburgh, it's always just a bloodbath, man. It's brutal. It's football. It's hard, fast football. People get hurt. And this is exactly what happened. We lost Ronnie Staley for the season. I figured that was going to happen, dude. That ankle injury looked rough. Prayers up for Ronnie. Hope you get healthy, buddy. All right. Before you got paid, too. That's what sucks, right? Signed him the huge extension. First game of the season. TJ Watt accidentally runs into his knee. All right. Falls backwards. Falls awkwardly. Bust his whole knee up, dude. My knee? My leg? Oh, that's so mean. That's mean, dude, but it is what it is. The thing is, though, there's some problems, I think. I think the Steelers are really starting to expose Lamar Jackson in crunch time. Like, Lamar is incredibly smart. He knows how to run the ball. He's strategic with it. I think when it comes to high-pressure playing, Lamar he's not 100% there. And a lot of times when it's high pressure, the first thing he wants to do is start running. That's going to be exposed very quickly, just like Kaepernick was. I think the only thing is with Kaepernick is that Kaepernick resorted to running all the time, where Lamar has not. Lamar has his little flashes where he'll throw the ball. He'll put the ball in perfect spots, like in routes. There was two plays where he like completely just put the ball right in a small window. Like he knows how to put ball placement there. I think it's the deep ball that he has a problem with, in that mid-range, like open gap kind of football, where he could spot the ball anywhere he wants, right? He could Drew Brees it. He doesn't have that. As hardworking as he is, I think that's something that he really needs to focus on, I think, during the offseason, if not right now. Because resorting to running in high-pressure plays is always going to get you hurt. Not to mention, too, man, like, this is one of those games where, like, the weather was really bad. It was raining all the time. That ball's wet. The commentators kept talking about that, right? Ball's slippery. You can't get caught lacking running the ball, especially the way he does. Like, he doesn't tuck it sometimes. He'll just kind of start running with it in his hands. Like, he just starts taking off with it. It's a bit sloppy. It's very sloppy. Overall, though, dude, I think we played them incredibly well. I mean, kudos to how the Steelers are playing right now. They're firing on all cylinders on both sides of the ball, right? Defensively, they're crazy good. Offensively, they're really up there. I mean, power ranking-wise, they're probably top three, if not anything. I'm going to look that up right now. But the thing is, like, we're going to have to run into this team again, like, in the playoffs. It's not going to be good. It's not going to look good for us. If we have to go to Pittsburgh again and get ran on like we did this time. I probably shouldn't say ran on. We only lost by 4 points. But the fact is, there was a lot of things that went wrong penalty-wise, not only situation-wise, where there were plays where you go, dude, that was really uncoordinated and a bit stupid. I think if we play like that against the Chiefs again, that's going to be really bad. If we play like that against Pittsburgh, it's going to be really bad. It's just, we're winning the games we're supposed to win by a lot, and I think that's what masks the idea that we are like this great team, because we're racking up points-wise, power ranking-wise, we're still in the top five. It's just, when we start playing teams that are also as good as us, we really start to fall apart. That is not good. Totally not good. I think if anything, man, there was a problem right now with, like, Hollywood Brown talking about, like, he didn't get the ball enough. I could tell he's frustrated. That's the last thing I want to see is for him to be frustrated, because he is such a huge asset to our team, especially last year. But when he's not getting the touches that he needs, that's going to be huge for him, dude, because he's just going to walk. He's going to want to walk. And we can't afford to lose a guy like Hollywood Brown. Okay, that guy's a humongous wideout that will ball out with anybody else. The last thing you want to do is watch that guy go to another powerhouse team in the AFC and then run everybody over, because that dude is like Tyreek Hill. He's freaking fast. He has incredible hands. Not only that, he's flashy. Okay, the fact he's on our team is better than the fact he's not, even if he's not playing ball. The last thing I want to do, though, is to watch him just kind of hold out and be like, dude, you know what? Screw it. I'll just go to the Chiefs, because I know Patty Mahomes will get me touchdowns all day long. And guess what? That's not going to be good for us. Not going to be good for us. Because guess what, dude? Our corners can't cover for jack squat, dude. Marlon Humphreys is good. All right, he plays the inside really well, but he gets burned every time. Okay. I don't want to see that happen, dude. I really don't want to see that happen. Defensively, we are really good in certain aspects. I think we're really good at stuffing the run. But the thing is, like, we can't get torched like that, because it's no good. Marcus Peters is also another one of those guys who plays really good on the inside, but will get burned. He will give up penalties. That stuff is really infuriating to see. I don't really know, man. It's really rough to look at sometimes. I mean, I should look at our schedule right now. Oh, God. And just to look at it now, I'm looking at, like, the Chiefs when they play the Jets. They ran over the Jets. They're just airing that ball out. Like, they're comfortable. Okay? I mean, I understand it's the Jets. They're not winning games. But when you're still going to a football game, a professional league football game, and just airing it out on that team, just running a train on them as hard as you can. Just a freaking Thomas the Tank Engine on them, dude. All right? They're comfortable. That means they're comfortable. They don't mind taking some chances, right? Because they understand they got nothing to lose, right? And that kind of comfortable is not good, especially if you're going to go into Arrowhead and try to play the Chiefs that way. Not going to happen. Big shout out, though, to, like, the Steelers, like Big Ben, dude. Big Ben is still killing it in the league. That guy's like 97.5, and he's still just playing really good. Him and Drew Brees are the equivalent of, like, guys who just know the longevity of the game and have been able to take care of themselves that well, dude. Like, he is still just a factor that can't be brought down by one guy. It never happens, right, dude? He's just a big phenomenon. Not to mention the fact they have their backup quarterback who's so ready, who's just learning. He's sitting there just calculating and learning from Big Ben, dude. He's the next Aaron Rodgers, ready to go out there and just start airing the ball out as well. And also, too, dude, the Steelers, they're scouting. Is easily the best in the league when it comes to offensive guys. When it comes to offensive guys, they absolutely know how to freaking scout, dude. Like, this kid, Chase Claypool, Mapletron as they call him. Like, where do you even find a guy like that, right? Him and Juju Smith-Schuster when Antonio Brown was really good. Like, they know how to find these dudes. He's just a big physical specimen. He could body like a tight end, but he could run like a wide receiver. It's just like, he's a hybrid of everything. Just watching him just catching balls, just getting really comfortable out there on the offense. Like, he doesn't mind taking hits, especially in those red zone kind of situations where he really knows how to create the separation, and he really knows how to just kind of fit into that pocket and doesn't mind taking the front end hits as he's going down with the ball, right? Those type of dudes are the most deadliest, right? Because they're like, they almost play like they have nothing to lose. All right. I don't like that type of ball. Dude, that dude scares me. I'm having nightmares about that guy. All right. I'm looking under my bed every night thinking, oh my God, is Chase Claypool under my bed, dude? Oh my God. He's under my bed. Oh, man. I'm looking at the Ravens schedule right now. We still got the Colts. We got the Pats. We got the Titans. That's going to be rough. We got the Steelers again on Thanksgiving. That's actually, you know what? I kind of like that. And look at that. We're in Pittsburgh. So we lost our home field game. So that means we got to go into Pittsburgh in Thanksgiving. Here's the thing about these East Coast teams, right? It's the thing I don't like about the East Coast teams. Going over there when it's really cold, it's almost like you can't even play football over there. It's rough. Now, mind you, I know these guys, like, they know how to do that. It's fine and everything. But the problem is it's still really cold. It's still hard to really run the ball around, all right? We still don't have Mark Ingram. I don't think he's coming back. We're definitely not getting Ron Staley back, so that means that's going to be less protection from us. That means Lamar Jackson's either going to have to start running on the other side of the field or just not run at all, right? We're going to have to rely totally on his arm, which already, like, I'm getting sweaty. If you haven't seen it, dude, getting sweaty off that is really nerve-wracking to think that Lamar Jackson can carry this team on his left arm. Not going to happen. Never going to happen, right? Because that's just not the game he plays, dude. He's quick. He's fast. He loves to run. He will continue to keep running until he gets hurt, right? He's going to be like Cam Newton. And again, it's like rolling the dice with this kid, right? Just never. What the minute he goes down, he doesn't get back up again. That's the end of our season. That's going to be the end of our season right there, dude. Like, all this play and all this good stuff talking about, like, how great our offense was and how great our running game is, all that goes away. It's going to be rough. We didn't get the opportunity to take the division like we wanted to. I think it's going to be kind of rough going in because also Cleveland is playing really well. I think we have our one more game with the Bengals, obviously, so that's potentially an easy win. But, I mean, going to play the Colts, that's still kind of tricky. I mean, still playing the Patriots. I know Cam Newton's not playing really well, and that organization is kind of, oh man, they're really missing Tom Brady right now. I know they're sliding in Tom Brady's DMs every day, talking about how they miss him. I mean, clearly that organization has taken a nosedive for the worst, but you still never want to count it out. Like, I never count out Bill Belichick. That guy, he knows his football, and he knows our type of football too, considering he's played us enough times. So, It is what it is, dude. That score was 24-28. I can't wait to see what we do next week. That's the beauty of, like, football, right? You get to just wait a week. The anticipation kills you sometimes, right? Thinking, dude, if we play the Colts and we lose, that's going to suck. It's going to suck even more. This loss bummed me out, though. Totally bummed me out. Like, after I watched it, like, I was getting super hyped, dude. We got the 2 minutes. I was like, oh, God, what are we going to do with that 2 minutes? Right? As soon as we got, like, 30 seconds, I knew it was going to be a wrap. Right? Because, again, Lamar doesn't have the deep ball. And plus, too, they were doing a lot of this, like, check down ball where, like, they were totally taking advantage of the exposed middle and the under. But it's like, you can only run so much with that anyways. You're probably only going to get, like, 8 to 9 yards with that before, you know, those middle linebackers start running us. You know, and you can't keep doing that. We don't have 3 minutes to do that. You have 50 seconds, right? You get one of those, two of those. We don't have the option to kick the ball because we're still going to lose regardless. So it just is what it is. We almost ended up with that touchdown, but, like, that window was super small. Like, kudos to the Steelers defense for closing that gap up, you know, as quickly as they did. But it still is what it is, dude. Anyways, you guys have a good one, man. Thank you for listening to the Zone Coverage Podcast. I know I'm switching up niches, but, like, I love sports so much. I love trading cards. It just is what it is. This is almost going to be, like, my thing now, right? I'm almost treating it like the Pat McAfee show, where that guy just kind of talks about whatever he wants, but it mostly sticks to sports. That's the same thing I really want to do, right? It's just, it's comfortable to talk about sports. It's fun to talk about sports. It's fun watching it, talking about it, betting on it. Dude, sports is the freaking life. Sports ball is life, son. Don't ever forget that. Get that tattooed on your back, on your forehead. Write it on your, you know, on a notebook somewhere. You know what I mean? Just write it down anywhere, dude. If you see that, just like a piece of paper with a pen, ball is life. Don't ever forget that. All right, guys, I am out.